Community Focus has been brought to you by the Crum Agency, providers of MIMIC Insurance. Their telephone number is 734-254-1976, and they are online at krummagency.com.
You're listening to the station focusing on the Plymouth-Canton community. This is Community Focus on 88.1 The Park.
Good evening, and welcome to Community Focus. I'm Alex Oresco. On Community Focus, we talk to people of interest in our community. Our guest tonight is Catherine Huang. Catherine is a PCCS alum who graduated from Canton High School, and just this year she graduated from the University of Michigan, Ann Arbor. Hi, Catherine.
Hi. How are you doing?
I'm good. How are you?
Good.
Let's begin by talking about your time in the district. We mentioned that you attended Canton High School. What elementary school and middle school did you attend?
I attended Erickson Elementary School, and I also attended East Middle School.
What have you enjoyed most about your time in the school district?
I think probably my favorite part, which I think was surprising talking to other college students, was that my teachers loved teaching, which is awesome. I was excited about my classes, they were excited about my classes, and I think I learned a lot. And since the school district was also so big, I also had a lot of anonymity, so I didn't feel like I was kind of like siphoned into some sort of clique or personality.
Think back to your time when you were starting as a freshman. What were your thoughts about attending school at PCEP?
My personal thoughts? I was just excited because I think East Middle School and the middle school district in general is really small. And PCEP is really big, so it's kind of like a mini college, I've told friends. And I was excited to just meet a ton of new people and learn a bunch of new stuff, create my own schedule, join a bunch of sports and activities. That was fun.
What activities did you participate in at the park?
So I did a bunch of varsity sports. I did gymnastics, swimming, diving, track, and tennis. I also did NHS. I was in the culinary arts program. I tried to do everything I could, and there were so many opportunities, so it was a lot of fun.
What was your favorite thing about the park?
I think looking back on it now, my favorite thing was that it was so big. When I think about other people's high schools, they seem to always feel nervous about who, like what their reputation was. And I think since the school was so small, everyone knew each other. But at PSEP, it's so big that really, like, you can basically recreate yourself every semester or every quarter, every season, depending on what activities you do and the people that you hang out with.
What was the most important thing you learned from your time at PCCS?
Probably not to sweat the small stuff, because I think life moves on and you have the rest of the world and a bunch of opportunities to try to latch on to, so don't worry about it.
How did your experiences at PCEP prepare you for success and get you ready to attend the University of Michigan?
PCCS is huge, and we also kind of draw students from different socioeconomic backgrounds, ethnic backgrounds, just people from across the board. And I think compared to other students that came from maybe more homogenous schools or smaller schools, I was a lot more prepared, I think. Going into college, I didn't have like that shock feeling of, gosh, there's so many students. And like, I think there's more students here at PCCS than there were at some people's colleges, which I thought was awesome. But going to a big school was even better for me.
What would you say to a parent who worries that the campus is just too big?
I can't imagine why you would not put your kid in PCCS. There are tons of opportunities, tons of people. If you want to make the high school smaller, you can find your own community, do sports, or do something that like really engages you. And you'll find like a small group of 10 friends or so that'll make campus a lot smaller.
You're listening to Community Focus. Our guest tonight is Catherine Huang. Catherine is an alum of Canton High School, and she is a 2015 graduate from the University of Michigan, Ann Arbor. Moving on to your time at the University of Michigan, what are your major and minor?
My major was philosophy, politics, and economics, and I thought I'd throw computer science in there. And then my minor was in business.
Did you participate in any student organizations at school?
I was super, super lucky to find my little community in entrepreneurship and technology. So I ended up being one of the leaders of Empowered Entrepreneurship. We literally do things that I'm so surprised by when I think back on. We ran the world's largest business pitch competition, the world's largest hackathon. We would do startup weekends. We would bring professionals and students from across the community to build businesses in 36 hours. We would just run all these really crazy programs with awesome funding from companies like Facebook and Google. And a lot of us ended up graduating and like finding our dream jobs and really figuring out what we wanted to do.
You mentioned an event called a hackathon. Would you mind explaining what a hackathon is?
So a hackathon is a 24-hour collaborative computer programming marathon. So what happens is basically a bunch of industry leaders will come to watch tons and tons of students work together in teams and turn an idea from nothing to a reality by the end. So example projects were this trash can where you could kind of drop any material on it. So you could drop like a metal can versus a plastic can. And based on the vibrations that it made on the surface, it would be able to tell like what material it was, so it could go into recycling or trash or whatever. So that was one project.
You had a few great internships during your collegiate career. Give us a brief overview of those.
So my sophomore year, I worked in venture capital at True Ventures. And True Ventures is just one of those places where they build a really, really great community around brilliantly smart people who are also very, very humble. So a lot of times in the venture world, you'll have investors who are just kind of like the money bags and startups that are the ones just on the ground doing all the work. But I think True Ventures does a really good job at finding investors that are also startup founders so that they can work together in a community. And so I got to work for one of the startups called Flint Mobile. So that was a lot of fun. And I got that like first year tech startup scene in the Bay Area, which was awesome. And then the next summer, I got to work at Google X in Mountain View, California, which is their headquarters. So I got to work on Google Glass. And it's since kind of gone into stealth mode, so it's a little bit different now. And I can't really talk about what I did just because of the secrecy of the labs. But I can say that the people that work in Google X are incredibly brilliant, but also super kind. And the projects that they're working on will very likely change the way we interact with each other and we interact with daily technology in a very awesome way.
Congratulations on delivering a speech at U of M's graduation this year.
Thanks.
How did that come about and what did you talk about?
The main message of the speech was basically not to forget the tenacity and ambition and passion that you have as a student with so many opportunities and basically a safety net that Michigan provides for you. So personally, my story was that at MHAC, the world's largest hackathon, we really had a vision of bringing together the best and most brilliant college minds in technology and have them come together into the big house and build a bunch of cool products. And they did. So we had over 2,000 students from across the nation building cool projects in the big house for 36 hours. And we'd raised a couple hundred thousand dollars for it. But we found ourselves in over $100,000 in debt somehow. And we thought that the world was over, but it was not. So we ended up raising enough money to make up for the difference, which was awesome. And it was in a matter of 4 months. We passed it on to the next team of leaders, and they end up running over 5 hackathons in the 2 years after, which was great. And I also pointed out a bunch of other crazy projects that other students worked on. So we had dance marathon students raise over $5 million for children at Mott and Bowman Hospital. We had brave activists that were rallying against sexual assault, human trafficking, police brutality. We had RTC students that will be graduating to become awesome, thoughtful leaders of our military. We just have a bunch of crazy students that were relentless when it came to pursuing an idea or their passion. And I know that when we graduate, it's not going to be as comfortable. And I'm sure we're going to be dependent upon a salary and we'll have to provide for our families. But when you leave college, I just really didn't want people to like forget about who they were and how much passion they had and how much drive they had. So I had them pull out their phones and take really silly selfie. And I told them that they should take the selfie and whenever they're feeling anxious or down or in any way ready to settle, they should look at this selfie and they should crack up at themselves for thinking at all that they're not capable. So that was the kind of general speech. And then why it came up, I was lucky enough to have really, really great mentors at Michigan and really, really good friends. So my best friend who graduated before me, his name is Matthew Blanchard, he tried out for the speech but didn't end up getting it. And so he encouraged me to try out for it. And I just happened to be talking to a mentor who also happened to be on the committee who did the speech kind of like deliberations. And he basically said like, yes, you have to apply to the speech. You have time over spring break, just write something. So over spring break, I just wrote something in the extra time that I had, and I guess it didn't turn out too shabby.
Currently, you are participating in a traveling fellowship. Tell us about that.
So I postponed working at Google for a year or forever. We'll see. For this thing called the Bonderman Fellowship. So basically, I will be traveling solo for at least 8 months with $20,000 to the non-Westernized world. So I'll start in Turkey and make my way up to Poland. And then I'll move over to Myanmar and try to hit as many Asian countries as possible. And basically, there's like three students that will be doing it this year from Michigan. We are not allowed to travel together, obviously, which concerns my parents a little bit, but it should be a lot of fun. I'll be doing kind of a personal data visualization project and some videography along the way. So I'm building a website to host all of it. And I'm just excited to take a year off and figure out like what I want to do with the world before kind of jumping into work. So
how did you find out about this opportunity?
This was also like the doing of my best friend. My best friend basically was an engineer, and this fellowship is only available to LSA students. So he basically just said, like, I know you like traveling. I know you are also concerned about what you want to do after graduation, because I knew I wanted to take a break after doing so much work. So he figured, like, this is probably the best opportunity for you. You are, like, confident enough, comfortable enough to do this, so go for it. So I just applied. It was like a handful of essays, letters of recommendation, interviews, that type of stuff.
You talked about working at Google and going on this Bonderman Fellowship after you graduate. What else do you think the future holds for you?
I'm actually in that like limbo stage where I'm not quite sure what I want to do. And I think I'll allow Bonderman to change me as much as it will, which I'm pretty sure it will. And I'm a little bit nervous for it because right now I'm super like energetic and really want to work and I like working in teams. But I can imagine after traveling for so long alone, I might not have that same perspective. But I can also imagine humanitarian work and policy work combined with technology, because I think there's a lot of room for those three fields to collaborate. So there is a team. I think it would be great to go back to Google X because I think they work on very futuristic technology. But I'm also not like a really, really strong engineer by trade. So I feel like I could probably tap into more of my like political science roles or data visualization roles in the workplace and maybe go to this team called Google Ideas. So they'll work on projects that are like human trafficking, tracking in Southeast Asia, or they will help people get access to internet during revolutions. And they'll also do like arms trafficking, tracking, and a bunch of like the combination of high-tech policy and humanitarian work, which seems perfect for me, but I also don't know who I'll be after I come back.
So for all the kids out there in the Plymouth Canton School District, would you recommend them going to the park or going elsewhere?
I mean, of course they should come to the park. I can't imagine, honestly, like, my friends and I, we cannot imagine going to a different high school. And I can't imagine like figuring out who I was at such like an angsty young age. And I know when I was at the park, I never felt compelled to be a certain person or like roll with a certain clique, which I know other high school students from other schools have felt. So I really got to come into myself and figure out what I wanted to be as a college student. So go to the park, can't imagine a better place, figure out yourself.
You've been listening to Community Focus. Our guest has been PCCS alum Catherine Huang. Catherine's time at PCCS has assisted her in having a very successful career at the University of Michigan, and she has a bright future ahead of her. You can hear Community Focus Wednesdays at 5:45 on 88.1 The Park.
Community Focus has been brought to you by the Crum Agency, providers of MIMIC insurance. Their telephone number is 734-254-1976, and they are online at krummagency.com.